It's hard for me to believe a voice like this could ever go silent. That magnificent tenor, that voice cutting right through the tempest, is John Vickers. This weekend, London's Royal Opera House released a statement from Vickers' family. John Vickers has passed away from what they called a, quote, prolonged struggle with Alzheimer's disease. John Vickers was born in rural Saskatchewan, Canada, in 1926. He was a natural singer.
I've always sung from the time I was a little boy. My family was very, very, very involved in church activities, and most of my early singing, of course, was in churches. But I never ever thought, not in my wildest dreams, that I'd ever be a singer.
That was Vickers in an interview with documentary maker John Talansky, released in 2010. Vickers had everything you could want in a tenor: superb technique, raw power, and a fantastic emotional range. From grand opera, to intimate songs, and he was always his own man. Vickers famously pulled out of a production of Wagner's Tannhäuser because he found its treatment of Christianity offensive. That was Vickers the fighter. But let's go out with Vickers the lover. Here he is as Cavaradossi in Puccini's Tosca. Canadian tenor John Vickers, who died on Friday. He was 88. And before we go this evening, I'm sad to say this is our last show with our senior editor, Muthoni Muturi. She's headed back to the NPR mothership in Washington to take over as NPR's congressional editor. It's hard to convey what an editor like Muthoni means for a show like ours. It's not just making sure we get our facts straight, write well, and report fairly, though that would be monumental enough. Think of it this way. Imagine having a brilliant advisor by your side all the time, someone who stops you and makes you think before you say something stupid. Even better, someone who also gives you a push when you should go for it. Now imagine that advisor was invisible and only you could hear her, so everyone you encountered just assumed you were naturally poised and clever all the time. That's the magic of a great editor. Muthoni, on behalf of everyone who's worked on this program, we won't be the same without you, and you will be deeply missed.